感谢主耶稣的恩典。
We thank God for Lord Jesus' grace.
能够唱出了神的慈悲怜悯。
That we're able to sing out the Lord's grace and mercy.
能够让我们脱离这个罪恶还有羞愧。
And that we can be departed from the guilt and shame.
使我们能够进入圣洁的国度里面。
And that we can enter into the holy kingdom of God.
享受真正的平安跟喜乐。
We can enjoy the true joy and peace.
感谢我们这个青年诗班的献诗。
So we thank the youth choir for their presentation.
晚上我们一起来探讨的一个题目。
So tonight, there's a topic we're studying together.
就是要找到永生的入门。
And that is to find and enter into the door of eternal life.
昨天我们谈到要怎么样走出人生的困境。
Last night we talked about how to depart from the affliction of life.
人生在世会碰到很多的难题。
In this life is filled with various challenges and questions.
那么最主要的原因就是人带着罪来到这个世界。
The most important reason is because we came to this world with sin.
罪捆绑了我们。
And it's the sin that have put us into bondage.
我们人靠自己的力量没办法来脱离这个罪恶。
If we merely relied on our own strength, we can never be departed from the sin.
所以我们知道耶稣基督能够解决我们的罪。
We know only Lord Jesus can solve the problem of sin.
因为他没有罪。
It is because he is sinless.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他的话语不改变。
His words will never change.
他胜过魔鬼。
He has conquered over devil, conquered over sin.
胜过死亡。
He has victorious over death.
他是我们的依靠。
He is our reliance.
所以我们信靠他。
Therefore, we trust in him.
我们能够脱离人生各种的困境。
And with that, we can leave all kinds of afflictions of life.
但是更重要的。
But more importantly,
我们能够脱离死亡。
That we can depart from sin,
我们能够进入永生。
Death, that we can enter into eternal life.
现在有很多人都知道要信耶稣。
There are a lot of people today that know they need to believe in Lord Jesus.
那要怎么信耶稣才能够找到这永生的入门呢？
But how do you believe in Lord Jesus so that you can find and enter into that door of eternal life?
不是说信了耶稣你就进入永生入门了。
It is not that after you believe in Lord Jesus, you automatically enter into that door of eternal life.
我们要信得对。
We have to believe the right thing.
真正能够找到的这个永生的入门。
We have to truly find that door of eternal life.
那这样我们才能够找到耶稣。
Only then will we find Lord Jesus.
今天虽然有很多人信耶稣。
Today, even though a lot of people believe in Jesus,
知道永生入门在哪里。
They know where is the door of eternal life.
有一群人
There's a group of people.
他们也是信了耶稣。
They also believe in Lord Jesus.
可是有一个传道人
But there's a preacher
到他们那里去的时候,
that when he went to them,
问他们一件一个问题,
he asked them a question.
我们来看《使徒行传》十九章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
Book of Acts chapter 19.
第二节。
Verse 2.
十九章第二节。
19:2.
问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见。有圣灵赐下来第三节
Verse 3
保罗说这样你们受的是什么洗呢他们说是约翰的洗第四节
Verse 4
保罗说约翰所行的是悔改的洗就告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的就是耶稣第五节
Verse 5
他们听见这话就奉主耶稣的名受洗了第六节
Verse 6
保罗按手在他们头上就是圣灵便降在他们身上他们就说方言又说预言一共有也有十二个人
Verse 7
这里就告诉我们了
And here tells us
一个很重要的问题
There's an important question
当时有很多人信耶稣
At the time there are a lot of people believing Jesus
但是没有听过什么圣灵的问题事情
But they've never heard about the Holy Spirit
所以保罗就问他们说到底你们是受什么洗呢
Therefore, Paul asked them, to what you're baptized into?
他们说我们是受约翰的洗啊。
So they said, into John's baptism.
保罗说约翰的洗是悔改的洗而已啊。
Paul said, John's baptism is baptism of repentance.
这样这个不能够让人的罪得到赦免啊。
And that is not the remission of your sin.
所以你们要奉耶稣的名受洗。
And therefore, you have to be baptized into the name of Lord Jesus.
很奇妙哦。
And it's miraculous.
奉耶稣的名受洗以后,
after they were baptized in the name of Jesus,
他们的罪才真正得到洁净,
and only then is their sin be cleansed.
所以祷告就受了圣灵。
And so when they pray, they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以可见今天很多人是这样的。
From here, you can see this is how it is today.
他们以为说我悔改，我信耶稣就得救了。
Some think that if they repent, they believe in Jesus, and therefore they're saved.
这里告诉我们不是这样子的。
But here, the Bible tells us that is not so.
你虽然是悔改了。
Even though you have repented,
但你要懂得是奉耶稣的名受洗啊。
But you have to know to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
要有一个正确的洗礼。
You have to have the correct way of baptism.
你的罪才能够得到赦免。
Only then your sins can be remitted.
你才是真正进入永生的门了。
Only then you have entered into the door of eternal life.
今天有很多人也对信耶稣这个事情有误解。
And there are a lot of people that have misunderstanding towards believing Jesus.
因为他看到有一些传道人啊。
Because they have maybe seen some pastors.
非常虔诚。
They have seen them being very devout.
他们为了要来服侍耶稣,
that in order to serve Lord Jesus,
他们下了很大的决心,
they may have made a great determination,
他们不嫁不娶的,
that they never wed.
啊, 甚至有一些人呢,
and even some people,
啊, 把钱财都捐献出来了,
they may have donated all their possessions.
甚至于说, 我没有我自己的意思,
and they even, don't have their own will.
啊, 我要照耶稣的意思来行,
they live, according to the will of Jesus.
你看这样的人不是让人很敬佩吗?
Isn't this something that somebody we admire?
付出那么大的代价,
they have dedicated and paid such a great price. 真是让
人非常感动。
It's something that would move us greatly.
是不是这样就找到永生的入门呢?
But does that mean that you have found the door of eternal life?
没有。
That is not so.
圣经怎么告诉我们呢?
What does the Bible tell us?
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to book of Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
23.
这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用诗意崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效的。这里跟我们讲得很清楚。
Here it tells us very clearly.
啊，有些人用自己的意思。
And some people use their own wisdom.
来敬拜这位耶稣。
To worship the Jesus.
真的是很谦卑。
They truly appear to be very humble.
他们说耶稣的意思来做。
They say that they'll live according to the will of Jesus.
他们也苦待己身。
And they neglect their bodies.
他们认为不嫁不娶。
It is because they don't wed or marry.
就是对耶稣最忠心。
That means that they're most loyal to Jesus.
但是这里告诉我们。
But here tells us.
这个在克制肉体的情欲上一点功效都没有啊。
And these have no value against the indulgence of the flesh.
就是你还是不能够胜过情欲上的罪啊。
And that means that you cannot overcome the indulgence of lust.
所以这样子还是找不到耶稣啊。
Even if you've done so, you still can't find Jesus.
不是用这种方式。
Because this is not the way.
那甚至还有人这么说。
Some people even claim.
他们认为我信了。就可以得救了。
They believe that once they believe in Jesus, they're automatically saved.
所以有人就引用了罗马书。
So therefore, they refer to Book of Romans.
罗马书的第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans 10.
第九节。
10 verse
9. 第九节。第十章第九节。
Chapter 10 verse
9. 你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。第十节。
Verse 10.
因为人心里相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救了。这个地方告诉我们。
And this passage tells us.
这里告诉我们，人呢，要口里承认。
And that we have to confess with our mouth.
要心里相信。
That we have to believe with our hearts.
那么你就可以得救了。
Then you will made into salvation.
所以有些人只是读这两节经文。
Some people only read these two verses.
他不了解。相信是该怎么相信的。
They don't understand how to believe in Jesus.
不是单单相信耶稣从死里复活。
And it's not merely just to believe that Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
真正的相信是什么呢?
What is true belief?
要怎么相信才能够得救呢?
How do you believe so that you can be saved?
这个就很重要了。
This is very important.
其实在第六章啊。
In chapter 6.
这里就讲得很清楚。
Chapter 6 described this very clearly.
我们看罗马书的第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse 3.
岂不知道我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？第四节。
Verse 4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，也是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。 啊，这里告诉我们。
And here tells us.
说要怎么相信耶稣呢
？How do we believe in Lord Jesus？
这里说要受洗归入耶稣。
And here it says to baptize into Christ Jesus.
这个动作非常的重要。
This action is very important.
你不是单单心里相信而已。
You don't just merely believe with your heart.
还要受洗归入耶稣。
You have to be baptized into Christ Jesus.
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
如果我们是把旧的这个罪人把它埋葬。
Here it tells us that we have buried the old self.
然后呢，我们受洗起来以后。
And we rise from after baptized.And is as if we have resurrected. That we have a new self. So this is very important. But a lot of people who believe in Jesus today, they don't understand the importance of baptism. Even the Jews at the time, they didn't understand it fully. There is a Jewish official.
他看到耶稣，哇，行了很大的神迹啊。
He saw how Lord Jesus performed such great miracles.
他非常的敬佩耶稣。
And he respected Lord Jesus.
这个人若不是从神来的。
He said that unless you came from God.
你不可能会行这么样的神迹。
You could not have performed such a great miracle.
主耶稣看这个做官的这个犹太人啊。
When Lord Jesus looked at this Jewish official,
是这么的虔诚。
See how devout he is.
所以主耶稣就跟他讲了一个重要的问题。
And Lord Jesus then discussed a very important topic with him.
请看约翰福音的第三章。
Let's turn to Book of John, Chapter
3. 约翰福音的第三章。
John, Chapter 3.
啊，第三节。
Verse
3. 耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”啊，主耶稣就告诉这个啊做官的尼哥底母。
And Lord Jesus then told this official Nicodemus.
说你若不重生，就不能见神的国。
He said, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
这个尼哥底母就说，我人已经老了，怎么还能够从父母的母亲的肚腹再生出来呢
？So Nicodemus answered, how can a man be born when he is old?Can he be entered second time into his mother's womb and be born?
第五节,
Verse 5.
耶稣说了,
and Jesus answered,
我实实在在告诉你,
Most surely I say to you,
人若不是从水和圣灵生的, 就不能进神的国。
Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣讲了这个重要的事情。
And Lord Jesus discussed something really important here.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的,
Unless we're born of the water and the Spirit,
就不能进神的国。
Cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以他的门徒呢,
and therefore his disciples
了解耶稣的意思,
understood what Lord Jesus meant by this.
所以在耶稣死而复活之后,
so after Lord Jesus resurrected,
门徒就开始替人施洗,
the disciples begin to practice baptism.
那要怎么施洗呢?
How do you baptize?
我们看使徒行传,
let's turn to Book of Acts.
使徒行传的第二章,
Book of Acts, Chapter
2. 第二章请看三十八节。
Chapter 2, verse
38. 第二章三十八节。
Chapter 2, verse
38. 彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”这里告诉我。
And here tells us.
啊，这里提到说，啊，你们要悔改。
Tells us that you need to repent.
但是悔改还不够,
it's not enough just to repent.
还要奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
We have to be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
这个受洗是形式化的吗?
And is this baptism just a formality?
不是的,
it is not.
要洗去你的罪。
Because it is for the remission of sins.
叫你的罪得赦。
So that the sin can be forgiven.
你就能够领受所赐的圣灵。
And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
受洗对了。
If you have the right baptism,
你就可以领受
Then you will be able to receive the spirit of renewal.
这个就是耶稣所说的。
And this is what Lord Jesus was talking about.
重生的洗跟圣灵的更新。
And that is the baptism of reborn and the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
罪得到赦免。
The sins are remitted.
才真的进入永生的门呢。
That's only then you can enter into the door of eternal life. You can receive Holy Spirit.
得到永生啊,
and that proves that you already receive eternal life. 这个是非常重要的。This is important.
可是还是有很多的信耶稣的人他不了解。
Unfortunately, a lot of people who believe in Jesus still didn't understand.
几年前啊,
a few years ago,
我到休斯顿的时候,
when I went to Houston,
有一个牧师啊,
There was a pastor
去拜访我们的一个姐妹
came to visit one of our sisters.
我们的姐妹邀请我一起去
So our sister invited me to come along.
我就见到这个牧师
So I met this pastor.
这个是浸信会的牧师
And this is a pastor of another denomination.
那么他就跟我谈起洗礼的事情
And he began to talk about the baptism with me
他说你们真耶稣教会在大水洗我们也是在水里洗礼啊
And he said that True Jesus Church baptized in the living water And so do we
我们也是全身浸水的啊
We also completely immerse into the water
我们都是一样的
So we're all the same
他问了我一个问题
And so he asked me a question
你们敢替病人施洗吗
Do you dare to perform baptism for the sick
我说是当然的
So I said, of course.
因为要得救的话,
I said, because in order to be saved,
罪要赦免的话,
if you want to have the remission of sins,
一定要接受洗礼啊,
you have to receive the baptism.
他就问我一个问题,
Then he asked me a question.
那很重的病, 的病人, 你们敢把他带到水里洗礼吗?
What if somebody who is greatly, severely sick, do you dare to bring them into the water?
我就跟他说,
so I told him,
我们那个在黑龙江啊,
that in a river,
啊, 我们那里有一个教会。
In a city that we have a church there.
那一次啊，零下20度。
And that time it was 20 degrees below.
水都结冰了。
Even the river was filled with ice.
那里很多的慕道朋友。
We had a lot of true seeker friends there.
渴望要接受洗礼啊。
And they were earnest. They were waiting to be baptized.
因为很难得传道来了。
Because it's rare occasion that the pastor comes.
趁着传道在，赶快接受洗礼。
And so while pastor's there, they want to be baptized.
那洗礼呢？零下二十度啊
！But it's 20 degrees below.
要破冰的。
And so you have to break the ice first.
没有错。
And that's right.
181个人。
181 people.
接受洗礼。
181 received the baptism that time.
破冰洗礼啊。
And you have to break the ice in order to be baptized. The oldest among them was 80 years old.
他也接受洗礼。
Even he received the baptism.
很奇妙的。
It's miraculous.
这个80岁的老姐妹啊。
This 80-year-old sister.
洗礼起来。水怎么不是冷的、啊、
And when he got up, she said that the water is not cold.
水竟然是温水啊
That the water is lukewarm.
其实这个是主耶稣特别的恩典。
In fact, this is a special grace from Lord Jesus.
181个人。
181 of them.
在那么冷的天气里头。
That under such a harsh weather.
迫不及待赶快要接受洗礼。
That they were urgently wanting to be baptized.
不只是这样子啊。
And not only this.
我还跟那个牧师讲。
I even told that pastor.
我们教会啊。
That in our church.
很多重病的人啊。
There are a lot of people who are very sick.
那都是背下去的。
And that they were carried down to the water.
抬下去的。
They were carried down.
接受洗礼。
And that's how they were baptized.
哎呀，这个牧师跟我讲啊。
So the pastor told me.
哎呀，你们真是太大胆了。
And that your True Jesus Church is too bold.
万一人死了怎么办呢？
What if somebody dies?
我说感谢主。
I said thank God.
真耶稣教会。
That in True Jesus Church,
在世界各国,
in various countries,
我们都是, 一定要下水洗礼的。
We require, we have to go down to the water to be baptized. 从来没有哪一个人
洗礼的时候死掉了。
And never a single person who died during the baptism.
这是神的恩典。
This is a special grace of God.
也是我们的信心。
And this is also because of our faith.
那我问他说，那你们浸信会呢？
And so I asked, what about your denomination?
你们怎么洗礼呢？
How do you practice baptism?
他说我们病人哈。
And so he said, if we have a person who is sick, then we will ask the holy worker from Presbyterian Church to sprinkle water on them.
没有赦罪的功效呢。
And I said, but that does not have the function of forgiveness of sins. So he answered me.
洗礼是形式化的。
He said that baptism is just a formality.
悔改就受就赦罪了。
If you repent, then your sins are forgiven.
我就翻这节圣经跟他讲。
So I turned to this passage.
你把它读清楚一点。
And I asked him to read it again clearly. Here says to baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
我再翻到二十二章。
Then I turn to Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章。
Acts 22.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
现在你为什么单言呢？起来求靠他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。这节圣经也是这么强调。
And this is also what this passage emphasized.
受洗，洗去你的罪。
And that be baptized and wash away your sins.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
这个牧师不接受。
This pastor did not accept this.
他只一直相信说悔改罪就得赦。
He only believed that you just have to repent and your sins are forgiven.
他洗礼啊是形式化的。
He believed that baptism is just a formality.
后来我回到台湾去的时候。
And then when I went back to Taiwan,
在教会里面了。
in church.
碰到一样这个教派的执事啊。
And I also met up with a pastor from the same denomination.
谈到洗礼的问题的时候。
And once again, we talked about the matter of baptism.
他这个人答这个执事的答案跟那个牧师是一样的。
And so this deacon's answer is the same as the Baptist pastor.
悔改罪就得赦了。
And that if you repent, your sins are forgiven.
我说不是这样子的。
I answered him, that's not the case.
这个是按照圣经说。
According to the Bible, you have to be baptized for the remission of your sins.
他也有一个疑问啊。
And so he had a question.
你病人敢把他带到水里吗？
And he asked me, do you dare to bring your sick patients into the water?
刚好在旁边有一个魏教授啊。
And there is a professor Wei next to me.
他是从澳洲回来的。
He came back from Australia.
他刚好中风了。
And he had stroke.
他要接受洗礼的时候。
And when he wanted to be baptized,
是教会把他抬下去了。
The church carried him down to the water.
他就当场见跟那个执事见证了。
And he was there testifying to the deacon.
我是被抬下去接受洗礼的。
He said that I was carried down to the water to be baptized.
身体真的是也很虚弱。
Because his body was very weak.
但是我相信。
But he believed.
这个洗礼的重要性。
Believe the importance of baptism.
很奇妙了。
And very miraculously.
传道奉耶稣名帮我洗礼的时候。
When the pastor baptized me in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我从水里上来的时候。
When I came up from the water.
哎，我心里有一种感觉。
I had this feeling in my heart.
主耶稣要我走路。
That Lord Jesus wanted me to walk.
所以他就跟传道讲。
So he told the pastor.
不用再抬我了。
That don't carry me anymore.
我自己走看看。
And let me try to walk myself.
很奇妙哦。
And it's a miracle.
哎，我走路上来。
And that he walked up to the shore.
不用人抬我了。
He doesn't need anybody to carry him.
这真的是恩典啊。
This is truly grace.
魏教授他受洗的时候。
And when Dr. Wei was baptized.
从水里上来他说他可以走路真的是可以走路。
When he came up from the water, he said that he can walk and he really indeed walked.
虽然他是一个病人。
Even though he was a patient.
很有信心的。
He was filled with faith.
来接受这个洗礼。
He came to receive the baptism.
那我们这个洗礼啊。
So our baptism,
我们相信有赦罪的功效。
We believe it has a function of remission of sin.
并且呢，我们有圣经的见证。
In addition, we have Bible as our testimony.
约翰一书啊。
In 1 John.
约翰一书的第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第五章啊，第六节。
Chapter 5 verse 6.
这里说，这借着水和血而来的，就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血，并且第七节
，verse seven，
有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。第八节
，verse eight，
做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样也都归于一了。这里告诉我们
，and here tells us，
洗礼的时候。
That when we are baptized,
有圣灵、水跟血
there is spirit, water, and the blood.
这三样同时来见证
and these three things testify at the same time.
这个真的是很奇妙
so this is truly a miracle.
我们在台湾一个麻豆教会
and in Taiwan there is a Mado church.
那时候有一个长老会的这个老师啊，来我们教会。
There is a teacher came from the Presbyterian denomination, came to our church.
那他来我们教会，听到我们洗礼的道理。
When he came to church and hear about our teaching of baptism,
有宝血的见证。
And it says that the blood bears witness.
他想也想不通。
And he could not understand this.
洗礼的水怎么会有宝血呢？
How can the water have blood?
他回去问他们的牧师了。
And so he came back and asked his own pastor.
这个是叫他们洗礼说有宝血的见证呢。
In True Jesus Church, they claim that the blood bear witness in the water.
牧师也没有这样的经验呢。
And their pastor did not have any similar experience.
牧师想了再想。
And so the pastor thought and thought about it.
他们洗礼的时候啊。
Could it be that when they were baptized,
有人把红药水倒下去啊。
Some people pour the red dye into the water.
水就变红的嘛。
And that's how the water turned red.
这个老师呢。
And so this teacher,
会这样子吗？
Asked himself, could that be true?
就是变成虚假的吗？
Because if that's the case, that's cheating.
所以有一次啊。
And so once,
我们马洛教会在施洗的时候。
And when we were performing baptism,
专程来看。
He came especially just to watch.
找了一个很 好的位置。
And he found the perfect spot.
可以看到我们洗礼的那些动作。
And so that he can see every detailed action of the baptism.
睁着眼睛看。
He opened his eyes wide and watched it.
当我们开始洗礼的时候。
So when we begin the baptism,
传道人带领大家祷告。
The pastor led the congregation praying.
用灵言祷告了。
To pray in spirit.
祷告完以后。
And after the prayer is over,
非常奇妙啊。
It's miraculous.
水怎么开始变红色的？
How come the water begin to turn red?
那是洗礼总共有大概十八个。
And that occasion, 18 people were baptized.
一个一个接受洗礼。
And one by one went down and received the baptism.
这个导师看到，哎，水是红色。
And so this teacher saw that the water was red.
十八个人洗礼完以后。
And all 18 of them, after they finished with the baptism,
大家祷告。
And the pastor then led the congregation pray again.
祷告完之后啊。
After the prayer is over,
哎，水恢复了颜色。
The water returned to normal color.
他眼睛眼睁睁地看啊。
And he was watching the whole thing with his eyes open.
从头到尾一直看。
From the beginning to the end, he watched the entire baptism.
他看得非常清楚。
He saw everything very clearly.
他感动了。
And he was very moved by this.
我真的是看到了。
He truly have witnessed it.
这耶稣教所说的。
And what is preached by True Jesus Church.
血圣灵的见证。
And that is the spirit, the water, and the blood bear witness.
所以他就继续慕道。
And so he continued to seek the truth.
最后归入我们教会了。
Eventually, he was baptized into our church.
我有一年啊。
And there was one year.
到印尼去啊。
When I went to Indonesia.
那很凑巧。
And,
有一个牧师呢带领了二十几个信徒。
Coincidentally, there's a pastor that led about 20-some believers came to visit.
要跟我们谈道理。
And came to visit us to discuss the truth with us.
我就先介绍真耶稣教会。
And so I first start by introducing True Jesus Church.
我说真耶稣教会有三个条件。
I said to him, True Jesus Church has three criteria.
要有真理。
You have to have the truth.
有圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
有神迹。
And miracles.
讲完了之后,
so after I said this,
我就说我们先来祷告。
So I said, let's first pray.
啊，祷告之后我们再来讨论啊。
After we finish praying, then we'll talk.
哎，当我们一起祷告的时候,
so when we begin to pray together,
那这其他教派的这些信徒跟牧师呢?
And the believers and the pastors from the other denomination,
其他祷告有灵言，跟我们一样啊。
It's strange that they also pray with in tongue.
啊，祷告完之后,
and after we finish praying together,
我们就开始讨论了。
We begin to discuss.
这个牧师就这样讲了。
Their pastor began to say,
你们说真耶稣教有这个三个条件。
And you claim that True Jesus Church has these three criteria.
我们也是有啊。
We also have it.
我们传福音也照这本圣经啊。
When we preach a gospel, we also preach according to this Bible.
哎，我们祷告，你看，我们也有灵言啊。
When we pray, we also have the Holy Spirit.
我昨天祷告也行了一个神迹啊。
And yesterday when I pray, I also performed the miracle.
不过，我刚刚听到你说，啊，这个洗礼有血水圣灵的见证。
But earlier I heard you said that with baptism there is spirit, water, and blood as witness.
这个我从来没有听过。
This is something I've never heard before.
啊，他就感到很紧张。
And so he was very nervous about it.
因为洗礼不对了。
Because the baptism was wrong.
怎么能够进入永生的门呢？
How can you enter into the door of eternal life?
这位牧师是非常谦卑啊。
And this pastor particularly was very humble.
发现到这个洗礼的重要性。
He discovered the importance of the baptism.
洗礼是进入永生的门。
The baptism is a door to eternal life.
那所以这位牧师就跟我们这样要求了。
And so this pastor requests this of us.
请你们能够在播个空到我们教会来。
He asked that if you have time, please come to our church.
把这个道理啊讲给我们其他的信徒听。
Can you teach this teaching to the rest of our believers?
这个牧师还跟我们讲。
And this pastor also told us
他的洗礼啊
that his baptism
是在新加坡
was done in Singapore.
一个会堂里面。
It was done in a church.
讲台的后面啊。
It was behind the pulpit.
有一个水池。
There's a pond behind the pulpit.
是在那里洗礼的。
And that's where he was baptized.
所以他就是说他们洗礼跟圣经是不符合的。
And the way he was baptized was not according to the Bible.
所以他要追求这个永生啊。
And he wanted to seek after this eternal life.
所以他就做了这样的要求。
That's why he requests this of us.
所以从这里就让我们明白了。
From here we can understand
这个洗礼的重要性。
The importance of the baptism.
洗礼是带领我们进入永生的门。
The baptism will lead us into the door of eternal life.
那怎么知道说洗礼有这个赦罪的功效呢？
How do we know that the baptism carries the function of remission of sin?
因为罪得到赦免之后。
It is because after the sins were forgiven.
我们不属于 黑暗的国度
that we do not belong to the kingdom of darkness.
我们是属神的国度
We then belong to the kingdom of God.
那怎么知道呢
How do we know that?
我们看这个约翰一书
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第五章
1 John chapter 5.
第十八节
Verse 18.
五章十八节
5 verse 18
我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪从神生的必保守自己那恶者也就无害他、啊、这里告诉我们
Here tells us、
啊、说从神生的
That whoever is born of God
就不犯罪
Does not sin
他的意思是不继续犯罪的、啊、
This means that does not continue to sin
那么从神生的
But、whoever is born of God
恶者不能害他
And that the wicked one does not touch him.
魔鬼不能害他。
Devil cannot touch him.
连碰他都不敢。
It cannot even touch him.
因为我们已经成为神的儿女了。
Because we have become the children of God.
以前我们有一个姐妹啊。
There was a sister.
她是在做养猪的事业。
And that she has a business that, that raised pigs.
她的事业做得很成功。
And she was very successful.
那她同行的这些养猪的人。
And people that are in the same industry.
就嫉妒她了。
Was very much jealous of her.
就请那行邪术的。
And so they hire people who practice sorcery.
行邪术啊。
To curse her.
一般民间来讲。
In the community, in the,
说那种邪术真的很厉害啊。
In the community, in the folklore that.
让人死的。
It's the sorcery is actually very dangerous. It can cause somebody to die.
那怎么知道有人来行邪术呢
How do you know somebody's practicing sorcery?
邻居的人就跟他讲。
So the neighbor told her.
奇怪，你们家门口怎么有插了一些什么那个行邪术那些东西啊
And then how come there are some things that shows that somebody's practicing sorcery is decorated on your door?
他才发现，哎，真的有那个东西。
Then she discovered that it's truly there.
你们平安吗？
And so the neighbor asked her, are you at peace? But she says, yes, I am. Our sister then in the name of Jesus Christ threw away everything. Because we became children of God. The evil one cannot touch us. And in Buddhist occasions,
很多人拜那好兄弟啊
And there's a lot of people that worship devil or ghost.
就是拜魔鬼了
And that means they're also worshiping Satan.
这些鬼不要进到我家来
They're asking the Satan to not go into their homes.
我们信耶稣不用拜
But as those of us who believe in Jesus, we don't have to worry.
魔鬼本来就不敢来了
Because the devil, they are not to come near us.
因为我们已经是神的儿女
Because we are children of God.
所以受洗起来之后
And therefore, after we arise from the baptism,We become the children of God.
魔鬼不能害我们。
The wicked one does not touch us.
除非说我们给魔鬼留地步了。
Unless we have left room for the devil.
我们受洗起来以后。
After we are baptized.
还有一点呢。
There's one more point.
我们可以领受圣灵。
We can receive the Holy Spirit.
所以在这个第三章的二十四节。
In chapter 3 verse 24.
约翰一书三章二十四节。
First John chapter 3 verse 24. 遵守
神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们之所以知道神住在我们里面。是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵，这里告诉我们。
And here tells us,
神赐给我们的圣灵。
That God gives us the Holy Spirit.
让我们知道，啊，神住在我们里面。
So we know that He abides in us.
而这个圣灵叫做应许的圣灵。
And this Spirit is a promised Holy Spirit.
这是旧约时代所没有的。
And this is something that did not exist in the Old Testament.
应许的圣灵是主耶稣复活升天的时候所说的。
The promised Holy Spirit is something that's promised by Lord Jesus after resurrection.
说他要赐这个应许圣灵给相信的人。
He said that he will give the promised Holy Spirit to those who believe him.
所以我们只要接受洗礼之后。
So as long as we receive the Holy
the baptism,
we surely will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
这个就是证明我们的洗礼有功效的。
And this bear witness that our baptism is effective.
第三个呢？
The third point,
我们受洗起来以后呢,
after we are baptized,
神愿意听我们祷告,
God will listen to our prayers.
啊, 我们看从十三节的, 五章十三节,
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 13.
我们将这些话写给你们, 信神, 信奉神儿子的名的人呢, 要叫你们知道自己有永生。这里提到, 我们信神儿子之名, 就信耶稣的人, 啊, 有永生呢。
He mentioned that who believe in the name of the Son of God, which is who believe in Lord Jesus, will have eternal life.
十四节
Verse 14.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。啊，这里告诉我们。
Here tells us.
我们只要按照神的旨意求。
If we ask according to His will.
啊，我们 就可以坦然无惧了。
Then we can pray with confidence.
因为他要听我们祷告。
Because he will hear our prayers.
要成全我们所求的了。
He will fulfill what we asked of him.
啊，有一个医生的太太。
There is a wife of a doctor.
她患了失眠症。
And she suffered from insomnia.
为什么患失眠症呢？
Why did she suffer from insomnia?
因为她的孩子赌博把她的房子赌光了。
Because her children have gambled and gambled away her house.
所以她很痛苦啊。
So she was in pain.
她失眠了。
That's why she had insomnia.
有人来告诉我。
So somebody came to tell me.
说啊，那个医生娘很可怜啊。
And that this doctor's wife is very pitiful.
来探望她一下。
So let's go visit her.
还有人跟我讲。
Someone else also told me.
不用去了。
Don't bother going.
那个医生拜了几十个神啊。
Because that doctor had worshipped more than 10 gods.
他怎么会听我们的呢？
Why would he listen to us?
我跟他们讲哈。
So I told them.
说还是要去。
I said we should still go.
我们还是要尽我们本分去看看。
We should do our soul duty just to go take a look.
所以到了医生的家。
So when I went to this doctor's house,
医生就跟我们讲,
this doctor told us,
你们教会如果是真的让我的太太能够睡得着的话,
that if your church, your God can allow my wife to sleep well,
我就让我的太太去信耶稣好了,
then I will allow my wife to go believe in Jesus.
感谢主, 这位医生不阻挡啊。
And thank God, this doctor did not hinder his wife from coming.
所以这个医生娘就来到教会了。
So this doctor's wife then came to church.
也真的很奇妙。
It is also very miraculous.
她虔诚地来追求这个信仰。
That with a very sincere heart, she came to pursue this faith.
慢慢可以入睡了。
That slowly she began to sleep at night.
经过洗礼之后。
After the baptism,
他的这个失眠症完全解除了。
And that this insomnia has completely resolved, completely healed.
不止他好了。
Not only she was well.
她有一个出嫁的女儿。
She had a daughter that was just married.
很难治的皮肤病。
And has suffered from a skin condition that's really difficult to treat.
跟她女儿讲，妈妈都已经病好了。
And she told her mom that her skin condition is healed.
你跟妈妈一起来信耶稣。
So the mother invited the daughter to come and believe in Jesus.
哎，感谢主。
And thank God.
她的女儿也真的来了。
And that her daughter also came with her.
靠着祷告来治好了她的皮肤病。
And that her skin disease was also healed with a prayer.
所以从这几件事情。
So from these three few examples.
知道。
Has allowed us to understand.
洗礼能够赦人的罪。
And that baptism has forgiveness of sin. That we can become children of God.
魔鬼不能害我们。
And therefore the wicked one cannot touch us.
我们又能够领受圣灵。
And we can receive the Holy Spirit.
来见证我们真的有永生的盼望。
And bear witness that we truly have the hope of eternal life. When we pray.
合乎神的旨意，神都会听我们的。
If it's according to the will of God, God will surely listen to us.
所以我们受洗之后。
And therefore after we are baptized.
那么就是要来求的圣灵。
That we have to begin to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们真正能够把握住，我们真的可以进入到永生。
So we have the assurance that we will enter into the eternal life.
在1993年的时候。
In 1993.
在中国大陆。
In mainland China.
这个南京金陵神学院是相当有名的。
And there's a great, very famous theological school in Nanjing.
可以说是大陆神学院当中是最高学府。
And among all the theological facilities in China, that is the most famous one, prestigious one.
我们有一个青年也在那边读书。
We had a youth that also studied there.
因为在大陆要当传道的话。
Because in mainland China, if you want to be a preacher, you have to be trained by the government.
就能够拿到证照了。
Then you can be certified.
所以我们青年也在那边读书。
So we have a youth that studied there.
读书的时候呢，
during his study,
他就把我们教会的圣灵论啊。
And he has used our doctrine regarding the Holy Spirit.
拿给他们同学看。
He has shared this doctrine with his classmates.
一个一个传，一个一个看。
And they passed from one person to the other to study this.
很好奇。
They were very curious.
这耶稣教育祷告能够受圣灵。
And that how can the prayer in Lord Jesus in True Jesus Church allows you to receive the Holy Spirit? And how can we have so many testimonies?
神学生呢?
And among the 10-some students,
就专程来到福建了。
And they came especially to Fujian.
来跟我们传道长子来谈道理。
And to talk about the truth with our pastors.
他们那种渴慕的心。
And that heart of eagerness.
谈道又觉得哎很有道理啊。
And they think that it makes sense.
所以他们接着求圣灵。
Then they begin to pray for the Holy Spirit.
也很奇妙。
And miraculously.
一个一个受圣灵啊。
And one by one they receive the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵又他们就急迫说那我们要受洗了。
And after they receive the Holy Spirit, they're very eager to receive the baptism.
最后只剩下一位啊。
And at the end, all except for one.
这位学生叫做李改改。
And there's a student by the last name Lee.
那么他想我们做一个将来要当一个传道人、啊、
And he thought to himself that in the future he will be a preacher.
怎么会随便就改变、啊、这个教派呢
？How can you easily change to a different denomination?
看到同学一个一个受圣灵。
But when he saw all his classmates receive the Holy Spirit,
最后他就跟主耶稣求了。
And lastly, then he also prayed to Jesus.
如果是真耶稣真的是你拣选的
，He told Jesus that if Chuji's church is truly selected by you.
求你让我也来体验了。
And we, I ask that you also allow me to experience you.
感谢主啊。
Thank God.
他有这个谦卑的心啊。
He had a heart of humility.
他是最后一个受圣灵。
He was the last to receive the Holy Spirit.
后来他也受洗了。
And he also at last, was baptized.
这位啊李姐妹呢。
And this sister Lee.
她现在在厦门的教会，我们真耶稣教会。
And she now resides in, TJC Church in 厦门。
啊，在那边来服侍主。
And she serves God there.
我今年大概四月的时候，我也到过厦门。
April of this year, I just went there.
还跟她见面了。
I even met her.
感谢主。
And thank God.
啊，所以她后来进入我们这个社教。
She later on also baptized into our church.
并且也把这个福音带到北那个河北省的邯郸呢。
And she also brought this, the truth to another province.
就他们的家乡那边又建立教会了。
And it's at her hometown they established another church.
所以这里也告诉我们。
So this tells us.
我们受洗以后。
That after we're baptized.
一定可以得到圣灵的。
We will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不只进入永生的门了。
Not only we enter into the door of eternal life.
我们又有这个证据。
We also have this evidence.
我们来看以弗所书的。
Let's turn to Book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter
1. 请看十三节。
Verse 13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了应许的圣灵为印记。14节。
14.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直到只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着成长。这里告诉我们
Here tells us
说我们既然领受了这个得救的道理
After we receive the word of truth
我们就可以领受应许的圣灵
That we will be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise
这里还特别强调应许的圣灵
Here especially emphasize the Holy Spirit of promise
一定会给我们的
It surely will be given to us
所以这个是非常的重要
And this is very important
在台湾的台南
In Taiwan, Tainan City
有一个外教会的长老。
There is a elder from another Christian community.
那么他的家人呢、啊，都是我们真教会的信徒。
And all his family were members of True Jesus Church.
只有他不是。
All except for him.
他其他教派的长老。
He was an elder from a different denomination.
但是呢，我们教会很诚恳的来跟他这个。谈到了
But our church sincerely was discussing the truth with him.
然后说我们到你家去家庭聚会好吗
And so we asked, are we, do you mind if we go to your house to have family Bible service?
他接受了
And he accepted the invitation.
所以经常就到他家庭聚会
And so we often would go to his house to have service.
听久了以后
And after he heard the truth for a while,
慢慢了解了
after he slowly come to know the truth.
所以有一天呢、啊、就到我们教会参加灵恩布道会
Once, then he came to church to attend the evangelical service.
有一天布道会的时候
One day during the spiritual convocation.
最后要祷告了
And the last portion is to pray.
那么传道就介绍祷告的方法
The pastor began to introduce the way we pray.
就是第一句话就奉主耶稣的名
And that is, we begin by saying the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后念哈利路亚赞美耶稣
And we say, Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus.
得到圣灵会有讲灵言
After you see the Holy Spirit, you begin to speak in tongues.
这位长老就到前面来祷告
So this elder came to the front to pray.
一跪下来
When he kneeled down,
很虔诚的祷告
He was praying with a very sincere heart.
可是突然之间啊
And all of a sudden,
他眼睛闭着
While his eyes were still closed,
他说突然之间看到好像一部电影演在他面前。
And in his, I mean, in front of him, he felt like a movie was playing in front of him.
这电影是什么内容呢
？And what's the content of this movie?
把他过去的一些坏的行为都把它呈现出来。
And this movie displayed all the evil actions that he's ever committed.
一幕一幕的演给他看。
That one scene after another displayed all his mistakes, all the things that only he made.
他虽然是一位长老啊。
Even though he was an elder,
可是行为不是很好。
But he does not have very good deeds.
啊，他看到他哭了。
And when he saw that, he cried.
主啊，我对不起你啊。
And he said, Lord, I'm very guilty of this.
很痛悔。
And he repented.
就在那边哭啊。
So he was weeping there.
边哭。
He was weeping while he was crying.
就在那个时候。
It was in that moment.
他在痛悔的时候。
While he was repenting.
突然间有荣光就照下来。
There's a ray of glorious light.
哇，他一看到荣光啊。
When he saw the glorious light,
那时候圣灵充满了。
He was immediately filled with the Holy Spirit.
他受圣灵了。
He received the Holy Spirit.
开始灵恩祷告。
So he began to pray in tongue.
就因为这样子。
And because of this,
他改变了。
He was changed.
他悔改了。
He repented.
他有领受圣灵。
Because he received the Holy Spirit.
所以他进到我们真耶稣教会。
So he came into True Jesus Church.
啊，有一次我到他那边去。
Once I came to visit him.
他很迫切跟我讲，哎，你跟我去。
That he has told me to go with him.
还有一些老朋友啊。
That I still have some old friends.
在其他教派。
That still goes to other denominations.
这个得救道理太重要了。
And this truth of salvation is so important.
他们没有找到这永生的门，这不行的。
That is not okay that they have not found this door of eternal life.
自己体验到了。
Because he has experienced it.
他有这种无愧的良心。
That he has a skillless heart.
我不讲怎么行啊。
He has this clear conscience.
我不告诉他们我良心有亏欠。
He would feel guilty if he doesn't share this truth with them.
所以从这里就让我们知道。
So from this we now know.
我们信耶稣啊。
That when we believe in Jesus,
一定要找到永生的路门。
We have to find the door of eternal life.
所以圣经里头也这么说。
This is also what the Bible says.
我们看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Book of Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章第九节。
Chapter 3 verse 9.
我们先看到第六节。
Let's start with verse 6.
第六节，这个奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。这里告诉我们。
And here tells us.
这个奥秘就是指着连外邦人可以在耶稣里得到这个福音啊。
And this mystery is so that even the Gentiles will receive this gospel.
能够成为神的儿女啊。
That they can become children of God.
那这个奥秘怎么表现出来呢？
How is this mystery manifested?
第九节。
Verse 9.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在这创造万物之神里的奥秘是怎么安排的。第十节。
Verse 10.
是借着教会。是天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。神这个奥秘是怎么来表现出来
？How is the wisdom of God manifested?
借着教会。
Is through church.
借着教会的洗礼。
Is through the baptism of church.
使人能够得着这个得救的福音。
So that men can receive this gospel of salvation.
得着这个永生的入门啊。
That they can receive the door of eternal life.
借着教会。
And it has to be done through church.
借着神的教会。
And through God's church.
今天真教会啊。
And today, true Jesus Church.
真的，我们能够体验到。
And truly, here we can experience everything that's mentioned in the Bible.
洗礼要有，同时要有血水圣灵的见证。
That with the baptism, you have to have the spirit, water, and blood as witness.
所以得赦之后。
And after your baptism,
还要领受应许的圣灵。
You have to receive the Holy Spirit of promise.
我们这样就很有把握的。
Then with this, we can be assured.
能够往永生的道路直奔。
That we can run towards this eternal path.
我们就有把握进到天国永生的这个门。
Have the assurance that we will enter into the door of eternal life.
所以主耶稣说。
That's why the Lord Jesus said,
我们人生有两条路。
That we have two paths of life.
我们看马太第七章。
Let's turn to book of Matthew, chapter 7.
马太第七章十四节。
Matthew, chapter 7, verse 14.
马太福音第七章。我们来看十三节。
Matthew, chapter 7, let's start with 13.
这里说，你们要进窄门，因为引道灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
14.
引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。啊，这个地方告诉我们。
Here tells us.
啊，这个灭亡的路是又大，门是又宽。
And that narrow, the wide the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction.
啊，因为这种路很容易走嘛。
Because this kind of way is easy to walk on.、啊、
就是说。我要怎么做就怎么做。
And which means that you can do whatever you want.
啊，只要我喜欢。
As long as you like it.
圣经怎么讲？
But what does the Bible say?
啊，另当一回事。
Is what the Bible teaches is something else.
但是真正一个 得救的门路。
But a true door of salvation.
是窄的，门是窄的。
The door is narrow.
路是小的。
And the difficult is the way.
因为这要付代价的。
Because you have to pay a price.
圣经的话怎么说？
Whatever is taught in the Bible,
你一定就要照这样去行。
You have to act and follow according to it.
真理是不改变的。
Because the truth never changes.
所以二十一节才这么说。
That's why in verse 21 it says,
凡称我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能够进去。这里讲得很清楚。
And here it says very clearly.
不是嘴巴讲主啊主啊，那就能够进天国。
And not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
一定要照神的旨意去做。
You have to do according to the will of Father.
所以圣经的话不能改。
And that's why the truth in the Bible cannot be changed.
圣经的话不能够说可有可无。
And the words in the Bible cannot be ambiguous.
圣经所说的话。
All the words in the Bible.
所教导的真理。
And all the truth that's taught by it.
用心的去遵守
that we have to follow it with our whole heart.
所以进天国是努力的人才能够进去、啊、
And therefore, only those who work hard, strive hard, can enter into heaven.
要付出代价的
You have to pay a price.、
啊、所以说这个门是窄，路是小的
And that's why narrow is the gate and difficult is the way.
所以我们很感谢神
And we thank God.
我们从圣经里头可以了解到
From the Bible, we come to understand.
我们如何找到永生的入门
How can we find the door of eternal life?
我们来唱诗
And now let's sing a hymn
180首